Well, this was the first backlash against what are perceived to be as truly unfair measures announced by the socialist government to deal with Greece's runaway public debt. Tens of thousands of Greek civil servants, backed by militant leftists, took to the streets of both Athens and Thessaloniki in northern Greece to denounce the measures. It was a very lively protest, although not marred by the sort of violence that we've seen in the past in Greece.
Will Greece have to be bailed out by other European countries?
That is a good question, and I think it's one that's very much on the mind of officials in the European Commission. European Union leaders will be meeting in Brussels today to discuss the economic crisis in Europe generally, and Greece is thought to, and it is widely thought that Greece will top the agenda of their talks. The prospect of a bailout for Greece has been discussed in the context of some of the big guns in Europe, like Germany and France, perhaps weighing in with support in what would be bilateral loans to Greece. So that is being discussed. And interestingly, George Papandreou, the Greek Prime Minister, did hold talks with the French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris ahead of the EU summit today.
Okay, and what will the Greek government be hoping comes out of today's summit in Brussels?
I think the Greek government's main priority is, one, restoring the very battered credibility of Greece abroad, not least among its EU partners and Eurozone partners, and also convincing its EU partners that, yes, it really does mean business, that it does want to resolve this huge, huge public debt crisis, huge problem with public finances in Greece, and that it means to implement these painful, these enormously painful and unpopular measures, despite the popular backlash and the sort of protest that we've seen in Greece.